This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, Bobby Dalbec has played in 294 Major League games. He's hit almost 50 home runs. He is now on the cusp of making the Red Sox Major League roster. Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, said on Sunday, said it is most likely the case that Dalbec makes the roster come their opener in Seattle. So we talk about players, the roller coaster of spring training. Well, I can tell you there is no better example than Bobby. Sitting down with Bobby, talking about not only the roller coaster of spring training, the roller coaster of last year, the offseason, how he wasn't really sure if he was going to get traded or not. And then, of course, this exhibition season where, you know, he must have made, oh my goodness, I watched so many of these games and he must have made every single trip, every single road trip. But, you know, he comes out on the other side of it. He impresses the Red Sox coaching staff, management, front office enough to say, you're a guy. You can play different positions. You've adjusted some things in your swing. You're obviously athletic. You're one of the faster guys on the team. Could do a lot for this team going forward. So there you go. But I just wanted to talk to Bobby about the journey being mostly about the journey of this spring training and where he's landed. So it's like heading into the regular season for a guy that is on the cusp, as we said, most likely to make the major league team. It's a worthwhile convo. All right. Rate, review, subscribe. This is Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Check out today's podcast. This Dalbec interview is part of it, but there's so much more. There's many, many players on it. Alec Thomas, Brian Reynolds, Michael A. Taylor, Joely Rodriguez, Justin Slayton. We're painting the picture of the end of spring training. And this is another great example, a way to do it. All right, here you go, Bobby Dalbec.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going through like what you've gone through in, you know, a lot of bus rides and longest spring training probably of your life,
yeah,
to come out of it, it must be like, you know, of all the things that you've accomplished, just take a step back, this must be one of the most gratifying, right?
Yeah, it was definitely very gratifying. And you know, I knew that it kind of said I had a good chance to make a team at the beginning of spring, but you know, you never know what that, how much value that can hold, just with how things change throughout, you know, this short, you know, spring training is short, but it feels long. But, yeah, you know, just put the work in and just try to simplify. And, you know, my whole thing is just being normal, just being me, you know, the whole classic and being yourself. But, you know, I started working with Kevin Krohn this offseason, just almost like a mental skills hitting dojo therapy thing. And just the process now, you know, I'm comfortable sticking to this process where I know it's like every process is results driven, but how you go about it is, you know, it's the little things and how you go about it is what will keep you consistent and keep you in like a consistent spot, mental frame to be able to go out there and, you know, have good chances, opportunities to produce every day. And that's what I felt like I did this spring. It wasn't just like feasting on guys who aren't polished yet. I felt like my bats were really good throughout, especially towards the end after, you know, just getting my feet, you know, getting more comfortable in the box. And yeah, I think they noticed that. You know, that's what they all want to see too, is just controlling at bats, you know, controlling body language throughout the at bats and pitch to pitch, and just you know, repeating and, you know, rinse repeat. Consistency is the biggest thing for me. So
It must have been hard. Like, it's where we talked throughout spring training, like, oh, another road trip, another thing, you know, like picking up guys, like this and that. And I guess the sort of a cliche question is would you have been able to handle that a year ago? Like, all the things that you had to go through, how you did power through it, how you did approach it,
yeah,
and how you came on the other side.
Well, I mean, I feel like I did do the same thing last year, just a lot of road games, you know, me and Arroyo were the road dogs last year. But you know, I think there was like a week stretch where I kind of was like, oh, I'm tired, like, from all these road trips. And then I just kind of flipped the switch. I'm like, well, it is what it is, and I gotta be able to lock it in regardless. Granted, it is tough to, you know, face in Tarek Skubal after a 3-hour bus ride when he's got the, you know, an angry heater and, you know, making me swing and miss with the changeup I fucking taught him, which is, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is funny. Like, we were all at, I mean, Rogers called the changeup, started giggling. I knew it was coming, still missed it. Tarek's laughing as he gets the sign. So, but yeah, all that stuff, it's, you know, it's the whole classic, like, it's all part of the thing. And, you know, just, I think that was good for me to practice with opportunities I was given, because, you know, the opportunities I'll get this season, at least to start off the year, are going to be, you know, I'm assuming more like the day games and the, you know, the weird kind of
pinch hitting,
all that stuff. So it's kind of just, you know, preparing myself for, you know, being able to flip the switch on all this environment and situation I'm in.
The, you've adjusted, like you said, who you are, player you are. One of the things I was talking to Pete Fassi about was, okay, what have you seen? It's like things about taking what they give you, right? Going the other way, hitting behind the runner. Whereas we know you can hit like the 800-foot home run, right? We know that you can play first base. But now you're the guy who can play outfield, the guy who can play third, can play first, can run like better than most, like all of this. And this is like, it probably is hard to get your head around or a little bit.
No, it's, you know, it's fun, honestly. It feels like Little League where you're playing everywhere, but the way I see it is like right now I'm, you know, a super utility that, like I'm an everyday player that's in a super utility role. Yeah. That's how I feel. So like, I feel like the value of that is even higher, you know, it's not just like just a fill-in. I don't feel like I've never felt like I'm just a fill-in guy or like the super utility role is, you know, I'm pumped to be a part of this team and contribute in any way I can here, but I feel like they know that they can plug me in every day and they know I'll be able to give it like everything I have just because I, you know, I've always prepared to be an everyday player, so I'm not going to stop doing that just because I'm not playing every day. Whereas last few years, I was, you know, I would not be ungrateful for the opportunities or be ungrateful that I am up in the big leagues, but I just so used to playing every day that I don't want to, you know, I didn't want to feel like I'm losing the everyday mindset. And I kind of just went about it the wrong way. It would be a little bit more negative instead of like, just take what I'm given and, you know, like Andy Lopez said, fucking first day of college, you know, I stay ready and my chance will come. He made us repeat that all the time.
Really?
You go, I stay ready. And then the whole team goes, and my chance will come, you know? So like, you know, all that stuff is all the basic cliche things that I'm, you know, that I remember from like college and those hard times of practice is all like, he was right, you know, like it's, you just got to be ready. You got to, no matter what situation, you got to be able to wake up in bed and at least commit and be able to focus on what you're going to do without like, you know, expecting, or you can't expect perfection all the time, you know, like you just got to, I'm basing my wins off, was I prepared to take advantage of a good pitch? And if it's not there, then take my base or, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. So, you know, trying to go back and fix stuff, you know, just do it normal and, you know, have fun. Have fun.
Well, the last thing is sort of you, like, I'm going to loop back to it again, but you guys are talking, I'm thinking, okay, you know, you had your chance last, or a chance last year, whatever that was. It would look differently. It looked different. Because everyone's like, oh, well, is he going to platoon with Cassis or whatever it is? And then you go, and then you're in Worcester, and you become a leader of that team, but you're in Worcester, and then trade deadline goes by, you're not traded. Mm-hmm. And then in the offseason, we talked, it's like, did you expect to be here? Oh, I don't know. Like, and then you show up at spring training, and you do all the shit here, and all of this. And my point is that you came out sort of on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
but I mean, at the same time, like, I knew all that stuff was going on, like, am I going to get traded? Am I not? Am I going to have a chance? And it's like, that it does matter big picture wise, but I literally, like, I can control it. The only thing I can control is myself and my
Tyler. You want to get in here?
Like how I go about my business is the only thing I can control is like my effort, my attention to detail, and my intent, and what I'm trying to get out of each day. You know, instead of, you know, spending, you know, focus and, you know, you only have so much focus a day, right? Like a gas tank. So like, I'm spending half my gas tank on worrying about shit or shit that I can't control, then I'm doing myself a disservice and I could be getting better or, you know, taking care of myself during that time instead of like dwelling on, you know, worrying about the uncertainty. Like, uncertainty is, you all need it to, everybody needs a little bit of uncertainty to like keep you going, you know. If you know everything that's going to happen, then, you know, it's not as fun, I guess, you know. Like, I think you know, I tried to tell myself that I could be called up at any second last year and accepted where I was and, you know, tried to be, you know, a leader on that team, take guys under my wing, be approachable. The last thing I want to do is be, you know, the bitter guy in the locker room, because I've been around guys like that, and it's tough, you know, because especially because, like, you know, there's probably bitter vets that I've been around that I could have learned from and or would like to, and it was hard to like approach them just because, you know, they were miserable and it's always gonna be negative. Mm. So I never want to be negative, you know. Obviously it was hard doing that, but, you know, I was priding myself on, you know, being approachable and being there for everybody on that team, and making everyone on that team believe that, you know, they can get to the big leagues. Not just like, it's not over, you know, just because you're not getting talked about or not getting the recognition that you think you deserve. Like, you know, just got to keep trucking through, and you know, you can never lose sight of like the player you know you can be. The more you start thinking of yourself that way, the easier it becomes to, you know, to evolve into that player. But if you're always trying to fix things and blah blah blah, tweak this, tweak that, because you know you're not where you want to be, then you're not really letting like yourself like grow and you know, evolve. That's why I say like I'm trying to do everything normal, just be normal. It's not like I'm not working on things. I'm working on letting normal evolve into, you know, getting better and better. You know, just like Rafi's normal is one of the best hitters in the game, and he's getting better every year, you know. So Trevor, you know, I think that's the mindset I'm going to take for the rest of my career, is you're realizing you're never going to figure it out. So just keep get better at what you're already good at, and then, you know, take things from this guy, take things from that guy that you know are going to make you a better player in the long run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.